You're listening to the DVM Podcast Empire.
Now with over 1 million downloads.
1 million downloads.
Find us online at DVMPE.com.
100% free.
1 million percent fan.
And now, the Almost Human Podcast.
Everybody, this is Sean Fangirl S with Jess here for our Almost Human podcast. I know we've been away a while, but our show does not start for two more months, so we thought we'd do just a couple episodes here and there as to not just have everybody bored and not even want to watch the show. So today we're going to give you our information because we have our Facebook page, which is the Almost Human podcast on Facebook. We have a Twitter page. It's at Almost Human Pod, and our Gmail, almosthumanpodcast@gmail.com. And we're giving you this information because, of course, we want you to follow us and give us awesome information of what you want to hear us talk about.
Yay, feedback.
And we're going to play a little game, and we really obviously need audience participation. So everybody knows what 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is, which it's, the premise is everybody on the Earth is... like, separated from another person by six people.
At most.
So, we're going to do this with J.J. Abrams. So, we have a couple examples, but we're going to, when we're done, we'll talk more about the actual, like, audience participation part.
The first one we came up with was J.J. Abrams to Brad Pitt. From Brad Pitt, who's in Inglourious Basterds with Michael Fassbender, who we love.
Yes, we do.
To, he was in X-Men First Class with Hugh Jackman. Who was in The Fountain with Rachel Weisz, who was in The Bourne Legacy with Jeremy Renner, who was in Mission Impossible that was done by J.J. Abrams.
See? Not so hard. And of course, there's always some that you can get a lot quicker. Like, we had Doctor Who. We had
in
Simon
one.
Pegg.
In one.
Simon Pegg was Scotty in Star Trek, which was J.J. Abrams.
He's all you need. Simon Pegg is all you need.
We'll get back to Simon Pegg later in this episode, too. Okay, let me see. Who else do we have? We have, from Warehouse 13, we have Erin Ashmore, who is in Smallville with Michael Rosenbaum, who did a voice in Justice League when they were doing the animated series with Gina Torres, who was in Firefly and Serenity with Nathan Fillion, who was in an episode of Lost that J.J. Abrams produced.
We also had, you know, going back into the files, Gillian Anderson was in X-Files for one episode with Ryan Reynolds, who was in Wolverine Origins. That was done by Bryan Singer, as was Valkyrie. Bill Nighy was in Valkyrie, and also the Cornetto Trilogy with Simon Pegg, who's in everything, and he was in everything. That's what's up.
So, do we have another one?
I think we have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Anthony Hopkins was in Thor with Stellan Skarsgård.
Who they're both amazing.
Yeah, I mean, how can you get better than those two? This list is win just because of those two. Stellan Skarsgård was in Melancholia with Kirsten Dunst, who was in Elizabeth Town with Orlando Bloom. Of course, Lord of the Rings with her man, Carl Urban.
Yay, Carl Urban.
Who's in both Star Trek and Almost Human.
And
with
J.J.
Abrams.
Because Carl Urban is awesome, as is J.J.
And Simon Pegg.
Of course. So let's talk a little bit about Simon Pegg, because we had the opportunity to head up into the city, into Chicago. I'm sorry, if I just say the
Chi-town.
City, it's Chicago, Chi-town. To see the Cornetto Trilogy when The World's End came out. Which was 2 weeks ago? A week ago. We did...
A week ago last Thursday, I think.
Yes. So it was a week ago, and we did all three movies, which was about 7 hours, up in the city, which was great. And let me just say, we realized that every theater needs to have a bar.
Should have a bar. Absolutely. AMC, way better with a bar. Just saying.
That's, like, great. We can get, like, cherry UV into our cherry Coke, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, A plus B equals Angry Orchard.
So, We were up there, and first of all, it was great because Jess hadn't seen all of them. I had actually not seen Hot Fuzz. Now, if you don't know about the Cornetto trilogy, I actually did a write-up on it today on our Sunday night dinners and my Nerdgasmatic. It's Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and now The World's End. It's also called the Blood and Ice Cream trilogy. The reason they actually called it that, I don't think we covered this before.
I've never heard that it was called the Blood and Ice Cream trilogy Blood and until ice cream. Just now.
The reason they called it that is in Shaun of the Dead, they had a cornetto, which is similar to the American drumstick, only they had a strawberry one, which was to represent the blood with the zombies, because Shaun of the Dead is about zombies taking over, and Slacker Sean having to save his family, his friends, so and basically trying to figure out how to do that when all your life you've basically barely gotten by. Hot Fuzz, they are sitting in a car eating cornettos. excuse me. Which that one was vanilla, but the wrapper was blue for
the
police uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last one, they did green because it's like alien robots, which is the mint. And you actually don't see it till the very end.
The very, very end. And you don't even, it's not even the ice cream. It's just the wrapper flying across the screen.
Because they mentioned it in, it wasn't originally set out for that. They had mentioned it in the first movie. And all of a sudden, like, they got a ton of cornettos sent to them. So then they were joking around, like, we should do this in the next movie, which they did. And
if it ain't broke, I mean, right. Free ice cream is free ice cream.
It was also, like, a lot of people joke around calling it the fence jumping trilogy, because in every one of them, they tried to go over a fence or through it in some of the cases.
I think it should be called the Bill Nighy trilogy. He's in everything. Although, his part in the last, in World's End, was so epic. I loved it.
It was great, because we were waiting for it.
We kept waiting, and we don't see him. And all of a sudden, you hear this voice from the heavens, and you're like, oh, shit. It's him. He is the discombobulated robot leader voice, and it's epic.
It was great. If you have not seen The World's End, which I know this isn't a movie review, but right now it is. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It was hilarious.
It was the funniest of the three, in my opinion.
It was. But I think the best way to see it was seeing all three, because then you really got to see, in that time span, how much they've changed, how different each movie was, but still how they did a little thread through all of it, which the cornettos, the fence jumping,
yeah,
you know, little things like that. It was just, it's funny, and how different the characters were.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nick Frost, you hated him in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh my God, I just wanted him to die. It's horrible. I know this, you know, but if I was, like, in that movie, I would have shamed him. Like, I would have, like, shot him in the leg and left him for the zombies like Shane did Otis, spoiler alert for Walking Dead. But I could not take it. I was just like, what does this guy get freaking bit? This is horrible. But I really, really liked him in the last movie, and I did like him a bit
in Hot Fuzz. He wasn't one of those annoying people or anything. He was just kind of, like, you wanted him to step up and be more.
A little naive, a little, right. You know, but a decent guy overall.
And then in the last one, he was awesome.
He was so awesome. He was kind of like.
And he pink hulked out, which that was his word for it, not mine. When he said, because he said that in their panel at Comic-Con, that he pink hulked because he was wearing a pink shirt and you see him, like, go crazy, which is great. And then there's really so many awesome actors in the movie because, as you know, I'm sure everybody knows, the joke is there's like 10 actors in Britain and they're in every movie.
They're in every single thing ever done in Britain. But Martin Freeman's in it. He is my favorite right now. He and Benedict Cumberbatch from Sherlock are just like it for me right now.
And Martin Freeman's in The Hobbit. Here we go. We're going to do another little 6 degrees.
They are contractually obligated to be in everything together. I'm surprised that Benedict Cumberbatch was not in. He was probably like holding a key grip somewhere on World's End just because they have to be hanging out together. And by the way, you don't have to like make fun of me because I don't ship them together, but they do hang out a lot, it seems like.
So, yeah, it was great. And we highly, highly recommend seeing that movie if you haven't already. Okay, what else?
And we recommend seeing it unrated because Shaun of the Dead that I saw on TNT or whatever was not the same Shaun of the Dead that I saw.
It's totally different. There's stuff that I'd never seen before. I'm like, I don't remember that happening.
Right.
And so, yeah, see the unrated version. Kind of like me and Boondock Saints. I may never see this movie.
Oh,
it's on Netflix. I still haven't seen it.
They finally put it on Netflix. And she's wasting Netflix on anime.
Leave me alone. I like anime.
I'm teasing. But seriously, it's Boondock Saints. You need to watch it. We should watch it tonight. It's so great.
Oh, we should, because it has Norman Reedus. And speaking of Norman Reedus, let me come back around. I was one of those people who got the limited edition AMC Walking Dead complete third season.
With the head aquarium.
With the head aquarium. And it's awesome because it really does have five little heads in it. I put it together. And you can put water in it. So it'll look like the head aquarium.
This is insane to me. I think you should put formaldehyde in there.
I don't want to, like, burn my hand when
Or smell up your room. This is a good point.
Yeah, that would be gross.
Your entire room.
Although I do
want
to try to figure out how to put lights in it so it lights up. It's really awesome.
We could do a glow stick or something. We could make that work.
I'm sure I could. That would be awesome. And going back to Norman Reedus, we're going to talk a little bit. We went to Wizard World Chicago, which we mentioned that in the last episode. And I love the way it was set up this time because it was spread out. It was two floors. You can actually walk around and see stuff. So Artist Alley was one whole floor, which was great because it was so much better to be able to go and see the artist's work and not have to, like, push past everybody. And they had the autographs finally separated, which was nice. And then upstairs they had basically general merchandise, and a lot of the shows were promoting upstairs. We'd gotten a picture with Frankie G. You weren't there when I was repping my Comic-Con jersey, my Comic-Con crew jersey, from my people who are listening. And we had so many people stop and ask us. But Frankie G was in The Italian Job. He was a mechanic, and he's got a new movie coming out. So he was there. It's called 36 Saints, and it was actually supposed to premiere in Chicago, which I think I missed. It was just kind of neat to have somebody there. It's like, and hey, how are you doing? I mean, not behind a table, just talking to you. And we did get autographs. We stood in line, though. This is my beef with Wizard World. They had VIP tickets, which we were not willing to spend the ungodly amount to be able to get an autograph. Because I still have to pay for the autograph. Because it was going to be like $300 for one ticket to get in all 4 days, to be able to sit in front during his 15-minute panel, and then guarantee his autograph. But you still had to pay for the autograph. We stood in line because they kept having the line closed for the VIP tickets. So we finally get down there. It's general autographs. We stand in line for like an hour and a half.
I'd say about an hour at least.
And then they tell us, oh, the line's closed. It's been capped. You guys were never in line.
At which point the line, which has not been moving at all, we finally start moving up. And then they're like, when we get to a certain point, they're like, oh, well.
It's been capped for over an hour. I don't know why you guys are standing in line because there's no line. Which, let me tell you, some of the security guards there kind of let it go to their head.
Not terribly helpful.
No. They weren't.
So that was sort of useless.
So because of that, we ended up missing the Warehouse 13 panel, which made me sad. It was Erin Ashmore and Eddie McClintock. But I did get we did get our picture with Eddie, and I got his autograph and the Warehouse 13 shirt, because I love Warehouse 13, and we are very, very sad that it's ending.
Yes.
Because Eddie McClintock was the sweetest guy.
He was adorable. I'm doing an epic rewatch, and it's just making me depressed and filled with, like, forlorn ennui. That was a lot of sad adjectives. There you go.
Mostly because you know it's coming.
No, I know. It's killing me.
Because the episodes are great. And I don't... There was, in this last season, a couple, which I don't think you've caught up with the last season, have you?
I think I've seen everything up to the part where so-and-so, you know...
Oh.
So, I you think have, I've seen...
Yeah. She doesn't want to give anything away, so she's doing hand motions over here. No, there's something else. There's another junk. Yeah, and it gets kind of depressing.
Well,
and it makes you sad.
Hulu, and so now I can't watch it, and it's making me really angry. I'm like Hulk angry. But,
yes, it's so sad, and I love Eddie McClintock.
Although, I gotta tell you, when he came up and sat down, I honestly did not recognize him, because his hair is all shaggy and kind of like wavy and thick, and he's wearing these like really adorable 60s like horn-rim glasses.
His nerdy
and I'm like,
glasses.
You're such a cute little nerd, but who are you?
And then it dawns on
you. And then he's like, are you guys here for my autograph? And I'm like...
I'm like...
She's
bouncing up and down because I was first in line. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And of course, because of the whole story we said last time about me fangirling over Sam Huntington, my husband just kept saying, don't cry.
Don't cry.
And I'm like, shut up. Shut up. I'm going to cry if you don't shut up.
He was adorable.
So I get up and I tell Eddie, I'm like, I love you so much. You totally had me in tears at your panel. at Comic-Con, and he was like, oh, you seen that? Like, all depressed. I'm like, that was the best panel ever. Ever.
Wait,
hands down.
Better than your 10-year Serenity panel?
You said
best ever. Oh, you have to pick.
Yeah, you're right, because Serenity... Well, I was front row for Eddie McClintock, so it was a little different. I don't know.
That's
Although
true.
I did totally love the Serenity panel, and I could not believe... Or Firefly.
Mm-hmm.
I was... That made me sad, too, but...
Well, of course.
I don't know. Okay. So it was a toss-up between those two,
okay.
But...
I have to clarify.
Most emotional. Because I was in tears when he was doing his little speech up there, saying goodbye and how it was hard for him. I'm just... Tears are rolling. It's like, really, like, every fangirl in there was like...
He was adorable. I mean, he
and
seems
so he
like
was
a
just...
really cute little person. I just feel like I would like to send him a Christmas card. I don't know.
And yeah, he was the nicest person ever because he was talking to me, and we were actually dressed in our Doctor Who cosplay. I was 10 and she was 11, and we were carrying our Weeping Angels, which a lot of people stopped us about. Thank you very much, Laura Foster.
Woo-hoo!
AKA Cheeky Girl on Art Fire. Yes, I totally plugged her. Everybody,
did you guys make those? Did you make those? How about that? Did you make those? Those are awesome. How about what? No.
He even commented on them. He's like, these are so cool. And he asked Jess, he's like, oh, so you don't watch the show? And
I'm like, no, me and my dad love this show. And he's like, usually I can pick you guys out.
He's like, usually I'm really good at reading people. I totally miss that. So he didn't even bother asking my husband. He just figured he's along for the ride since he's the one holding the camera.
He was like 6 feet away, so,
So we got our picture, which was totally awesome, which is on my Google Plus. I actually will probably post our pictures. I didn't even think about it. I'll post it to our Almost Human. Even though there was no Almost Human people, I'll post it on our Facebook. Because if that had happened, if they were there, I probably would have, like, really knocked somebody over to get pictures.
Well, this brings us back to Norman Reedus, because she's admitted that she's shut out for like, four times.
Oh, my
Norman
gosh.
Reedus.
Four different cons.
Four
I have
different
not been
cons,
able to get
and she
his...
hasn't been able to meet him and get a signature. And I told her that the reason for that is because God knows that if it ever happens, she'll, like, spontaneously die. And it's just better for all of us if she stays alive. Like, it's really, really a bad idea for Sean to ever meet Norman Reedus, because her blood pressure would go so high that she would just congeal into a puddle of nothingness. And so, that's why.
I probably would fall over. Be like, faint.
Jason would just be like, don't mind her. Just sign this so she won't, she'll shut up when I get home.
So she remembers that you signed.
Poor Jason.
Oh. Yeah, because I just posted. Money. It's like, sorry, honey, you're not Norman Reedus.
Oh, that's hurtful. Although that's no worse, I suppose, than all these girls talking about the Outlander guy, Jamie, where he's like, you're not Jamie Frazier. Jamie Frazier wouldn't talk to me like that. It's just the same thing, so.
True, true. So, yeah, that was it with Wizard World. We had a pretty good time, though.
I feel like there was something else that happened at Wizard World, besides us being annoyed about Norman Reedus.
I was really annoyed about Norman Reedus.
Didn't you run into a couple of people, like, physically almost run into some people from Harry Potter?
Oh, yes! The Weasley twins, the Phelps twins. We were walking around just the back of the autograph area to get to see who was there. And I wasn't paying any attention, and all of a sudden I hear, was it you or Jason, like, hey, watch out. And I'm like, what? And I look, and they're just walking out smiling, and you said you thought one of the guys with them was...
I swear... Okay, and I know that everyone's probably going to think I'm crazy, but the guy that was with... Well, yeah. But the guy that was with them, I swear, is a dead ringer for the best friend in Looper. I can't remember his name. But he's been in other things, and he's, like, kind of, like, thin, geeky.
I thought we looked him up, and that wasn't him, though.
Dude, I say that his face looked just like him. I mean, granted, I know he wasn't one of the Weasley twins, but... Like, it looked like part of their entourage was this dude. So, I don't know. Maybe they're friends in real life. Who knows?
There was a lot of people, actually, at Wizard World doing autographs. I was really surprised with as many. You had Marina Bachran? I always say her name wrong. Always. From Firefly. Alan Tudyk was there. Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville. Jason Priestley. You had
John... The Green Ranger. Oh,
yeah.
He's everywhere.
He is. He's at New York Comic Con, which actually we're going to touch on that, too, in a minute. Shane, John, oh my gosh, I forgot his name.
Baron Thal.
Yes.
My husband's great love.
Yeah, and John Barrowman. Which we were in his panel, and again,
he was amazing.
Hilarious.
He doesn't know what Kickstarter is. We had to explain it. I mean, we're like, hey, Kickstarter for your new record that nobody will finance for you. And he's like, what's that? And everyone in the audience is like,
And yes, all the air got sucked out when he didn't know what Kickstarter was.
He's like, hey, I'm listening to you. Don't judge me. And so somebody in the front row, like, told him everything and, like...
And I swear to God, that girl must have, like, worked for them because she just rattled it all off. Like, she had it memorized. She knew exactly what Kickstarter is for, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, did you have it on a card or are you waiting to give it to him? I have pictures of that panel, too. I didn't get a picture of him because, as you may or may not know, basically every panel John Barrowman does, he drops his pants. It's a thing.
It is a thing.
I got a picture of his husband dropping his pants, but I didn't get him.
And I think we remembered what they were. I think his husband was in, what, Captain America, and he was wearing Spider-Man underpants? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that that's how it went. But yeah, there are always some variant of fun, geekery underwear.
And his mom and dad were there, and they were up on stage.
And delightfully Scottish.
Which was great, because they have a great sense of humor, because his dad comes up and he's like, call me Bond, James Bond. And then his mom just, well, then I guess I'm pussy galore.
It was great. And every single thing that was asked to them, John would, like, turn to them and repeat the question, still in English, but in his Scottish accent. Like, they couldn't get the difference in, like, American accents and Scottish.
Or he's just so used to doing it. Yeah, it was adorable. And he was great. I mean,
he's always great.
I know San Diego is, like, the mecca, our geek mecca, and I'm so grateful. I've gotten to go the last 2 years, and I'm, you know, holding out that I'll be able to go for a while from here on. But the panels there, obviously, are huge, because it's, like, 130,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and they're fighting for space and to get into these rooms. And I still will not ever, you know, say anything bad about the whole Hall H experience, because that was awesome. That's the biggest one, 6,500 people in a panel, so you have 6,500 fans in there with you, and you just feel warm and fuzzy. But the panels here at C2E2, well, C2E2 is way smaller, but it was completely mm-hmm. incredible. And Wizard World is much smaller. I mean, we were able to get, you weren't there that night, we were able to get into the Stan Lee panel, which there's like no way you can get into it anyway.
No way.
I mean, it's so laid back. They have, he had a table set up, but John Barrowman had like, they were just like straight back lounge chairs, kind of. And there was still a lot of people in there, but it was so laid back. He just walked around and talked. There was no moderator. A lot of them didn't have moderators. They just let, you know, they'd talk so much about either their show or projects. And then they'd take fan questions for almost the entire time, which was great. Because you actually felt like they were listening, I guess is the best way for me to put it. Because they know that the fans are the ones who are getting them to the status where they're making all their money.
Well, and it's fun for, like, John Barrowman is, like, I feel like a doll anyway, but, you know, when he's in Chicago, he's pretty close to Joliet, where he's from originally, so it's kind of like, you know, a little home for him, you know, his home away from home or whatever, and I think that's cool. And he just seems like, you get the feeling when you listen to him talk, even if it's, you know, when he's talking to you about, like, autographs or whatever, or when he's talking to you in front of, you know, 2,000 other people, that the guy he's being on stage is the exact same guy you would meet if you went out to lunch with this guy. He's just the same.
Right, he seems real genuine.
He's just, you know, he seems like a cool guy. I would totally have a drink with him. Just saying.
I want to go out and... Yeah, just go chill with him. I think he would be the best to go out with because he's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
you wouldn't need to be drunk to, like, be laughing the whole night with him.
No, I wouldn't have to do anything. Just have to, like, stand there and be like, he is hilarious. And everybody knows it.
It's true. True facts.
So, hopefully, if anybody's going to New York City Comic Con, because I didn't get to go, although I have a press pass thing out, so maybe it'll happen. It probably won't.
I don't even know when this is.
October 10th through the 13th.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, so boss at work who has my my podcast on subscribe, maybe you don't hear what dates I might not be at work.
Right.
But we'll see what happens with that. But hopefully there'll be a panel out there or something, because I know the panels aren't up and there's not a whole lot of the guests announced just yet. So if anybody gets awesome pictures or any info about any of the Almost Human people, you know, shoot them to our email. Shoot, you know, if you want to get me a signed picture of Norman Reedus, It says to Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
Right, S-H-A-W-N.
I love you, and I'm so sorry that you haven't seen me in four cons.
I'm coming to steal you away from Jason, pack your bags, and all of the above. If you could get him, it'd be totally worth the cost of admission.
Yeah, shoot me a video of it, you know, then we'll just send you the address so you can send that to me. I'd be okay, okay with that.
We'll even pay you for shipping.
And Carl Urban.
Yeah, it's true.
Any of them. You know what? I'm not really picky. Norman Reedus is number one. Carl Urban. Nathan Fillion. My list can go on.
I think the bloom's kind of off of Chris Hardwick, though, because you see him so often. I feel like you're within, like, hand reach of him, like,
Literally, I was going to, like, touch his butt, but I...
At least, like...
He was recording. I thought it might be a little weird all of a sudden.
He jumps, like, to the ceiling and... touches his bum, and everyone's like, what just happened? Sean, why would you do that?
I couldn't help myself.
Stop embarrassing us. Jason's just like, I don't know her.
Yes. Oh. But so much stuff. I am having con withdrawals right now, though. Because everybody, well, not everybody, obviously.
Everybody.
It seems like everybody. Many of the people I talk to online, on Facebook, who I hung out with in San Diego are going to various cons. Some were just at PAX Prime, I believe it is, in Seattle. Dragon Con down in, I think that's Atlanta. There was one Hot Atlanta. There was one in Florida. Dragon Con may be in Florida. I'm getting confused. But I know there's Atlanta, there was Florida. New York City Comic Con, like I said, that a bunch of people are, you know, guaranteed going. Mine is basically a wing and a prayer if it happens. They're going to all these awesome cons, and I just feel like we had Wizard World. We missed the one in Indianapolis.
Gen Con.
We missed Gen Con because of work schedules. It just got a little crazy. Because it was a very busy August.
It was a very, very hectic August.
It was. But it was awesome.
I don't
awesome.
Like August. August makes me tired.
Well, that's because it was the end of summer, too, which
that's
made me sad.
True.
But now we have nothing until March. I don't think... Yeah, there's nothing around here.
Because
well, possibly the TARDIS one.
That's in Thanksgiving.
Right. But I may be going to Detroit.
What are you going to Detroit for?
To do our Midwest Comic-Con crew meetup. If we can get
Detroit,
everybody...
Though.
Well, Jimmy's up there. Hi, Jimmy. Jimmy has a house. He's the only one of all of us that has a big enough house.
Huh.
Even though there's not that many of us,
well,
there's
that's lovely
six.
Of him, though, to invite everyone to his home.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we haven't exactly set the date, but hey, guess what, Jimmy? It looks like it's gonna be end of November. It depends on who can go up then, and obviously everybody's work schedules because most people have family. Although all of us in the Midwest, we kind of don't have that much family around. So, and everybody gets together like on Thanksgiving, so the weekend. I normally just work. And the big thing is, let me have the day after for Black Friday. And then I have not even gone out Black Friday for I don't even know how many years. Because it's kind of lost its appeal.
I always go at 7 o'clock with you and then I get stuff.
And then we get everything that we want.
Or this last, every single thing I
wanted. That was 7 p.m. After work, we went the last 2 years. Just walked in, didn't have to deal with anybody and still got all the stuff that we wanted.
Or, like, this year, you called me and you were like, get on Best Buy. All their DVDs are $7.
Oh, yeah, we just did it online. That was even better. Not having to deal with...
Christmas for everyone is done. Goodbye.
Yep. It was the easiest thing. And
loved
you just...
It.
Wait, you had your shift. I think I picked up. But either way, I didn't have to deal with the lines.
Exactly.
I just get annoyed anymore with lines.
It's because you spend so much time at cons and lines.
Yeah, so I just live in line. Not as bad as some people. One of the Comic-Con crew, Tom, who I've been talking to online, who said, and Tom, I'm sorry, I'm calling you out on this if you're listening. He had a room at the Hard Rock, which is right across the street.
Cool.
Awesome hotel. I would probably have killed somebody to get a room there.
Yeah.
He camped the entire time.
Why?
He camped in line.
Oh, just for a place to store your shit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He could have stored it in my room.
But why would you pay for all that? That had to be pricey.
I think he had roommates this year, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Next time, you can tell me you can store your stuff in my room.
We'll charge you $5 a day.
And you can even shower.
Oh, Yeah, you were probably rank after.
He went and changed everything. I'm sorry, Tom, you're a really sweet guy. I didn't mean to call you out like that.
Tom, why are you in the same cause outfit as you've been the entire week? This is so awkward, but, I mean, really?
No, I'm kidding. I love you, Tom. You're sweet. But next time, if you get a room closer than I do, you better give it up. That's all I'm saying.
It's true.
I mean She'll the room. Beat you. I mean the room.
Oh, that's awkward.
Let me clarify.
You're married. He's probably married, too. No, okay.
Let me clarify. The room. Okay. Give up the room. In fact, any of my fellow congoers that feel that they don't need to be in the room, that they're going to camp and you really just need a place to stay and shower, and you get a closer room than me, again, I will just, you can give me like $20 tops a day. Yeah, $5 is probably more like it, but whatever. And you can shower and do whatever. Just let me have the room closer. I lucked out. I wasn't that far away, but there are so many people that are so far, and the camping out is crazy there. That's why I don't know. I don't think I could ever camp out for the, that's why I don't want to go camping with you guys either. But
I don't want to go camping with us. My husband has gotten into his head that should Walking Dead ever really happen, well, not even that, he doesn't really actually believe that there will be zombies, but possibly some sort of governmental collapse in which we must survive on basically our wits and nothing else. He has decided we should go camping, but by camping he means, like, survival training, which I think sounds like a real pain. I don't think that sounds like fun. And Sean's idea is camping is, like, a 4-star, like, hotel on a mountain somewhere. Like, on a mountain in Maui. So...
Oh, right. Because I've with Oprah. Ever been there with Oprah.
No.
Yes, I'm BFFs with Oprah. You just didn't know.
But,
That's why I have student loan debt to my eyeballs. Because she just refuses to help.
Oprah. Such a cold woman. But I'm probably gonna kill my sleep for saying that. I didn't mean it, Oprah. You're a nice person.
You give people cars. You're nice. And houses. Give me a house.
That's hey. But no, I don't know. I just feel like that doesn't sound like fun to me. I don't know. I'd have to be
actually there's a new magazine out and I was gonna pick it up. It's called Off the Grid. Ugh. And it's by the same people who did Geek Magazine, which I think you've seen a couple of mine that I've gotten, which Nathan. I love that. Nathan on the front in his James Bond outfit. Love you, Nathan. Love you, Geek Magazine. So they have the new one, Off the Grid, which is basically a lot of survival training, which it isn't a bad thing to know some of this, like what you would need in case something actually did happen. You know, in case, for instance, we go to war and something bad happens and all of a sudden, like, I don't know, an EMP goes off. What are we going to do? Oh, no, I can't use my coffee maker. I can't do this. What do? I don't have water.
Yeah, it's there are things that I would like to know just because I think it'd be interesting to be able to be like, hey, I know how to set a snare. Or I know medicinal plants. Like, I could survive in the woods on plants alone or whatever. I think that'd be cool. But I don't want to go camping. No. It seems lame.
I'm not a big camping fanatic. Last time I went camping was a long time ago. I'm not going to say how many years. Long time ago in Colorado. And I think it was only like the third time I ever camped. We camped for a week. We were bouncing around. Thankfully, where we were, always had a shower because that's my thing. That's why I can't camp. I need to take a shower every day. I don't know how people can just, like, I'm going to rough it and not shower for 5 days.
Yeah, he's been watching The Colony from, you know, Discovery Channel. It's, like, older mm-hmm. on Netflix. And he is, like, totally into it. He's like, we have to find some engineers to be in our, like, group in case
I actually
happens.
Seen that show. That was it was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
what I seen.
And they had a shower too. Like that was one of the first things they came up with was a shower.
The water filtration and everything.
I thought that the idea, like the, you know, hooking up all the batteries and like using the alternator with like the gasifier to make power so they had lights was like, who thinks of this? This is brilliant. Like this is like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon on like a scale that's like so far above my mental capacity. It's insane. But so that's cool. I'm fine with prepping.
Although I did shoot a crossbow.
That is cool. And I would like to learn, I would like to actually learn how to use like an actual bow. Because think about it. Eventually, it's probably going to be really hard to find bullets. But how hard is it to find a stick that you can sharpen? Like, it's not that bad.
Yes, you can make bows. Crossbow was actually, it had a little more power than I expected. I do have, well, my husband has a picture of it. Maybe I'll put that up.
Are you bruised from the crossbow?
No, it wasn't like shotgun power.
Okay.
But it was just, I wasn't expecting it to actually have any kind of recoil.
Oh, okay.
Because Daryl Dixon makes it look so easy.
And his poncho? I don't get the poncho, you guys. I don't get it. Like, I get Daryl. He's awesome. I don't get the poncho. If we're going to die, we're going to die looking like a Peruvian folk band, as Amy Pond would say.
Yes, because again, we are still waiting for our Doctor Who 50th, which they announced. Did they announce the Doctor before or after our last podcast? I don't remember. Peter Capaldi.
I think it might have been after. So the 12th Doctor, Peter Capaldi, we're pretty excited.
We are. And for all those people who are whining about him being too old, first of all, I say, get over it.
Go back and listen to One Direction. I don't care.
He is a really good actor. I really feel like he's going to bring something obviously completely different than the last three that we've had, because the last three have been, well, they haven't been young. Matt was the youngest out of every Doctor.
Right.
But he's going to bring more of a maturity and obviously a completely different, like, way of doing the Doctor, because we're not sure. Because obviously something happened with 9, and that's why he was all brooding and sad and then
depressing, yelling at people.
Which apparently we're going to find out, because John Hurt, we're calling him 8.5.
He's not really the Doctor. He's not messing up my number system. That's all I have to say.
But he happened somewhere in between.
Yes. No. But he's not the Doctor. Right. So I'm not calling him the Doctor. But he is still amazing, and he's going to be brilliant. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yes, we can't wait till the 50th comes out.
And anyone who's willing to email us, I would really like to know. I've seen pictures of, like, Martha and Ricky, not Ricky, Mickey. I'm calling him by his fake name on the other
dimension.
But Martha and Mickey and, like, a little boy that kind of looks like he could be theirs, like, tweeted by people. And I'm like, are we going to see them in the 50th? I could be excited about that.
Donna then.
I would like some Donna. But
Donna's awesome.
But
and then she wouldn't see, well, no, 10 is in it, so she would see 10's face.
Yeah, you'd be in big trouble.
And then her head would explode.
Don't let her head explode. Although maybe this is so weird, but my headcanon says that Peter Capaldi, like the 12th Doctor, went back to Pompeii just to see Donna one last time and be like, but I love you. My BFF. Aww. So, yeah, my headcanon, like, just messes me up. I get so depressed thinking about these things, how sad they are. But, yeah, hopefully, and I don't know if this is true. I heard Christopher Eccleston was supposed to be in it. Like, he'd agreed and whatever. And then he, like, reneged on it. He just decided he didn't want to be in it anymore. Which depresses me.
Maybe it was just more of a conflict because he was doing Thor.
Maybe. But I think Thor's been over for a little while, right? Because that's been in post for a bit, because it's coming out in a few months, or it's coming out around the same time as Who, but they have a lot longer in post.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know what was going on, unless it's because of the whole whatever we're counting John Hurt as, which...
Or because he hates Stephen Moffat, which, I mean, I can sympathize, but I love him, but
I hate
him. I'm
pretty
sure it's
Stephen Moffat.
No, I don't know. It does make me sad, though, because I would have liked to see 9. We didn't get a lot of 9.
No,
I would have liked to see 8. I'm sorry, 8 has had no screen time, and Paul McGann is a sweet guy. I want him around. I'm just saying. Bring him back.
Which his Doctor Who thing should be coming on soon.
The end of this month. Maybe tonight. No, maybe yesterday night.
Oh, I may have to look online. Whoops.
But,
because, yes, we just love our Doctor Who. We love so much.
We do. We're...
And JJ. Maybe JJ should do an episode of Doctor Who, and then my mind would totally explode.
Mind blown. That would be awesome. I still think that,
Well, Peter Jackson's
Peter
going to.
Peter Jackson keeps saying he wants
no,
to.
No, I thought it was announced that it was actually...
Oh, see, I didn't know if it was announced. I just remember him saying
Moffat said
that,
he's going to do one.
Oh, see. Well, I remember Moffat saying that he wanted him to do one, but then
and
saying
all he
that,
needed
they,
was a
that
dollar.
They couldn't afford it, and then Peter Jackson was like, you know, I've got something of a Dalek collection. I've had my eye on one of those gold Daleks, if you want to... You know, put one under the table to me and we're done. Like, do it, man. It's freaking Peter Jackson. Like, come on. Maybe Carl Urban will be in that episode.
Oh, my God. If Carl Urban was in an episode of Who, I think, I'd be done. I'd be just like, this is awesome.
I quit life.
Yeah, I can't watch anything ever again.
Nothing can be as good as this. And, like, hit us up, too, with your feelings about bringing River back for 12. Because, obviously, it seems like she's done. It seems like with 11, they've said goodbye, they've broken my heart repeatedly, and they just... she's over. But I feel like, with this new older doctor, the whole, like, Mrs. Robinson younger doctor thing, this would be, like, such an interesting dichotomy, because now he's, like, a sort of sexy older doctor, and...
it's not so weird, though.
Well, it's not just...
It wasn't weird. I didn't think it was weird, but, yes,
but it's a different feel, and all of a sudden now River's the young ingenue that's, like, I just think she's great. Come on. You can't be that flirty and have hair that big and not be cool. That's all I'm saying. So bring her back, and let us know what you think,
on Arrow with...
John Barrowman.
Yes.
Although,
and I'm very, very sad that he's not going to be on it. And yes, I know this really isn't our podcast, and we kind of hijacked somebody else, the Doctor Who podcast, but we can't help that we're Doctor Who fans.
And Warehouse 13s, yeah, and The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know. We just hijacked everybody's podcast in this, talking about all of it.
Steal all the podcasts! Steal the podcast again!
So basically, you can email us and ask us pretty much about anything.
We're going to talk. We like to talk.
Because we have time until the show comes. Now, obviously, when the show comes on November 4th, Monday, November 4th.
We plan on talking quite a bit about the show. And then still, if you have questions or you want to talk about whatever, we'll talk about it. We have no secrets. We're an open book.
Well.
We're an open podcast.
We're an open podcast.
Not in a creepy way.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason it took us so long, too, to get back on the air. I had to pry Jessica out of books because she's been powering through about... let me see. How many have you read in the last month? About 60 books?
I could tell you on Goodreads, but I don't think it's been 60, but it has been an epic fail of book reading. I get made fun of about this a lot, actually. But I'm now starting Anne Pratchett's State of Wonder. If anybody has any reviews, I'm about 100 pages in, liking it so far. It's not my usual fare. And then after this, I think I'm either almost starting or going to start Hitchhiker's Guide is supposed to be coming for me soon.
Which is the best book ever.
And I'm supposed to get Ender's Game. And
which I'm curious because I want to see
Harrison
the movie.
Ford is made of awesome.
And I just haven't bothered to
his
read
his cells
book.
Are made of awesome. That's what holds his cells together. Not electricity. Awesome. You can quote me. So, and I think I've got something else going. Oh, if it ever comes in, I'm going to read the third, the Prince of Thorns book, The Emperor of Thorns. Very excited. That's pretty much it. I mean, well, that and the other random, like, sort of fun paranormal books that I read that don't even count because they're like, ooh, girly, ooh, vampires, ooh, whatever.
Lindsay Sands, that was awesome.
Ooh, Highlanders and kilts, and I'm done. Love it.
And I've been not doing a whole lot. Actually, I've been reading some comic books. So I had The Defenders. What else is... oh, the X-Men with the ones... the newest ones where it was basically all female. Which was awesome because women rock. And speaking of which, we read the article about... and now I'm going to blank. Who the heck? Frank Miller? I can't remember who else. Saying that girls shouldn't read comic books. I was so ticked off reading this article. That these three artists, which... I'm going to have to find this because this is just going to work my nerves. Hold on.
Whoop.
Okay, wait, say it again. We're going to put a link to it on Facebook. It ticked me off so bad that they were saying that comic books aren't written for girls. That it's, you know, that's why... they can't change the way girls are in comic books because it's been this way since the 50s. Really? What kind of...
well, haven't we changed every single thing else since the 50s?
I'm sure you sure as heck changed the way their outfits are drawn.
And the guys aren't, like, the same as they were, and our clothes aren't the same.
And the way that...
music isn't the same, and everything else is different.
And that they use rape as a catalyst for this and that, and it's okay. It's like, no.
It's an instigator for men to become better men, and it's like, really?
It just makes me really angry, and I'm glad that there was actually... comments from comic book writers who have written comic books, and not necessarily female comic books, it was male comic book writers who have written characters that were strictly for women, you know, talking about how, you know, I wrote this for women because women are not this subculture and they're not powerless, you know, they're strong, and without women there would be a whole lot of crap happening, basically.
There would be a whole lot of nothing on this planet. douchebags.
True.
Oh,
it just made me so angry. We will totally put that up on the Twitter and Facebook, so we you have that link. But I almost didn't walk into the comic book store, which is horrible because the comic book store is not the one that's putting it out. It's these particular artists, and it just made me very sad because they're good artists,
but just obviously
creators. And apparently they have that weird
sexist block in their heads. They can't think of women as actually women instead of just some boobs and a spandex tankini on the
And can we just for one second talk about female superheroes costumes and or armor? Really?
It's useless without double stick tape, and also
it's a metal bikini. So okay, oh no. I'm not going to get an arrow shot anywhere other than...
Never. They're not going to aim at my heart or my stomach or anywhere in the general torso area that is outside of my boobs. That's not going to happen.
Not even the whole boob. That's it's just true. Covering...
A very small portion of...
Basically, the very small portion of the goody bits. Otherwise, everything's out there.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Oh my god, by the way, I don't know if anyone else loves Pinterest or hates Pinterest or whatever, but I have a Marvel... thing just on Pinterest, and somebody, I wish I knew their name, but somebody had a picture of a cosplay, a gentleman as Hawkeye, and he was like, hey, she's like, hey, can I get a picture? And he's like, sure, do you want Hawkeye or do you want the Hawkeye Initiative? And she's like, I would like the Hawkeye Initiative. And she's like, I had no idea what the heck that meant, but I'm so glad I picked it because it was Hawkeye posing like they'd pose like a sexy like female character, like trying to make fun of the fact that like men are all rah and women are all ah, you know, and like
how
all
most of the women have their butt sticking out,
butt stuck out, boob stuck out. He's got the arrow in a, like in a way underneath his butt to make his butt look more prominent. It is excellent.
Oh, that's
I'm like
great.
This dude is excellent. He gets the feminist medal of the year. High five. But. Besides that, I mean, have we seen any good movies lately besides Cornetto?
Cornetto is great. We've seen Paranoia, which I'm still slightly confused with the name.
The name.
It should, if you're going to have something called Paranoia, you should have more paranoia in it.
Yeah, he didn't seem that scared to me.
No.
And it didn't, you know what, and I feel like you kind of got faked out with the trailer. It went a different way.
Yes, it did. It was good.
But I did enjoy it. I still don't think Amber Heard is as pretty as everyone else thinks she, I think she's pretty. But I'm like, she's not like Brooklyn Decker pretty, right? I mean, is it just me?
I don't know. I didn't.
I don't know. Whatever. Maybe I'm the only
one. And
then
Not Thor was pretty good in it.
Not Thor was. Maybe I'll stop making fun of him.
But he's still not Thor.
That's what's up. We talked about this last time, people. But no, he was good. I feel like Mortal Instruments was not that good. But it was entertaining. It was just not. It was not the book.
I didn't hate. What's his name?
Jamie Campbell Bauer?
Yes, thank you.
He was not Alex Pettifer.
But I didn't hate him. Because going in, we did not want him in it.
We were not happy.
Because I did not like... Well, obviously he's an actor. Just like the guy who plays Joffrey, and everybody hates the character.
It's true.
I did not like Jamie Campbell Bauer in...
Borgias?
No, I didn't see that.
No, Camelot. It's Camelot, sorry. He's not in Borgias.
He just was so spoiled. I couldn't get very far into the series because...
You wanted to punch him?
Yes, pretty much.
I really
like. But I did not hate him. I just don't know why his hair made it look like he had his own personal wind machine with him the entire time. It did. It's just the way they had his hair.
Well, and you know what? It was very strange because sometimes it was like curly-ish, and sometimes like one particular scene where they're about to fight, it's like perfectly flat ironed, and I'm like, did he just get his hair done? Like, what's going on here? Did Isabel like do his hair or something? What's going on?
But yeah, book to movie comparison.
Still not as bad as
Beautiful Creatures. That was
but
a horrible
adaptation.
Yes.
But this was, I mean, they just left out everything. But it was cool to see CCH Pounder from Warehouse 13.
Yes. And I did like the movie. That's why I said, like, if
it was
you look at it separately, I like, I don't know, I honestly don't understand why so many people were trying to compare it to Star Wars.
You know what? And I don't get that either, because the way that I heard that it might have started out as Harry Potter fan fiction, which is interesting for me, but
I don't know
anything about Harry Potter, so there's that. But
yeah, you have to read those books. How you haven't read those seven books yet is beyond me.
I just know there's a redhead in them, like a cheeky redhead. I'm down.
Rupert Grint.
That's true. But not the 12th Doctor.
Not the 12th Doctor, no. Because apparently he'll never be a redhead, because they explain, I guess, and I did not know this, because I've not gone back into a lot of the older ones. I'm just starting the collection of all the older ones. I have 9, 10, and 11. I have their episodes. I don't have the older ones. I just have a couple here and there. They explain why the Doctor, only certain ones were redheaded, and they were able to, see in the future or something. So I don't understand why he keeps
He's
saying not ginger.
Not ginger.
Unless at some point he thinks that he will develop that.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the old rules are not necessarily rules anymore. But,
That seems like it would be kind of a hard and fast thing then.
Yeah. Well, if
Unlike
they're really
the regeneration, because that was a self-imposed rule.
Yeah, and there are
and
no
And now there's no more,
around.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He can regenerate as many times as he wants.
Well, and River gave him all of hers as well. So
yes.
That's, But, whatever. It's their cash cow. It's BBC's best rated show. They're not going to throw it away because of some rule that they made up arbitrarily 50 years ago.
There was somebody put up a little snippet, and it was all the BBC dramas. And I just somehow want all of them rolled into one because it looks amazing.
What?
Because you have Doctor Who, and you have Sherlock, and you have Three Musketeers. Oh my gosh, there's a new one with David Tennant. How I don't remember this is beyond me because he's my favorite.
It's not Broadchurch, right?
No, but I'm still watching that. No, it's a new one coming out. It was amazing. I will have to find that and put that up there too. I just want all of them linked into one. Somehow merge all these awesome shows. Oh, I think Hopper was even in it. Merge all of it into one giant show. And then I would just drool for an hour every week when I'm watching.
And you know what's so funny to me is I swear, I don't find most of these British actors attract.
It's more awesomeness I'd be drooling over,
yes,
other than David Tennant, because he's just cute.
I have momentary, ooh, Matt Smith at the very end of 11th Hour, hello. Or, ooh, Benedict Cumberbatch, for one bright shining moment you were attractive in Con. Or as Con. You were in Con. He was. But I just feel like they're so great. There's something about Benedict Cumberbatch being talking to somebody and her being I'm not impressed. And he's you should be. I just, come on. bring it on. I'm totally, totally happy with, all the British snark. That makes me happy. I should just run away.
We should go live in Britain.
That's true.
Our husbands might not be happy. You never know. Maybe they would be. They're like, oh, yay, I'm free. Who knows? They'd at least get the entire bed. Look at it that way.
That's true. And I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently every day when I leave for work early, my husband rolls over into my spot. He's like, your side of the bed's more comfortable. I'm like, it's the same bed. He's like, I don't know why, it just is. I'm like, this is really weird.
I'm just looking forward. My husband's going on a guy's trip with his dad and brother. They're going to go fishing. They're going to be gone for a week, so I have a whole bed to myself.
You and the dog.
Me and the dog, yes. So technically I don't, cause my German Shepherd will take up half the bed. And then I am going on a road trip that Miss Jess here...
You didn't tell me early enough, man. I can't get it off. What do you want from me?
Could not go. So we are going, me and another friend of ours, are going on a mini Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives tour. Mostly because I had a moment where I had to get out of Dodge. I'm like, I have got to get out of the state of Indiana for a little bit. I don't know why. I just had one of those moments. So we're hitting Ohio, Kentucky, and then coming around to Indianapolis. So we're going to hang out with Matt and Chip down there, because Matt and Chip are awesome. Matt is from Blurreds on Nerds, another podcast, who, if you haven't listened to that, you should probably listen, because he's awesome. And in a couple weeks, actually, I'm going to be on his talking about Doctor Who. Actually, we probably both will, assuming Jess actually off work, because unfortunately, we're not making millions of dollars doing this, and we have to go to our real life jobs that pay our student loans.
Lame.
It's depressing.
So lame.
So lame. But anyway, so I'm going to be doing that. Well, we might be doing that. And then we've talked about a couple other things. Maybe trying to get him on here once the show starts and he sees it. Because he was at preview night with me, but he wasn't, he was running around and he was in line so long trying to get exclusives because the Marvel line, or not Marvel, was it Marvel?
book. I can't think. I don't remember what he was getting that day. But there were so many lines everywhere. I was just happy I got my stuff, and I pretty much, like, called it a night because it was such a long day that first day. But it's fun, and we're getting you there. You're coming with. You're going to come stand in line with me so I can leave my husband to wander somewhere. And if you choose to bring yours, you can let him go wander off too and get all the swag for us. And somehow, Eddie is like a swag whore. We went to the auto show, and he got, I don't even know how he got all of these, like, free bags, because I don't even remember them giving out that many, and somehow he managed to get,
like, 20 bags. There are bags, I don't even know what they're for. I don't know. They're from, like, weird foreign companies that I've never heard of. He's, like, probably assassinated someone. I don't know.
We should just take him to Comic-Con so he can just go find all the swag for us that I wasn't able to get. I had a list. Couldn't make it to, like, any of it. I'm still disappointed I couldn't find the Enterprise Bridge. And so many people, I've gone on their pages and looked at their photos, and they found the Enterprise. It wasn't a small thing. I don't know how I couldn't find it.
It's the size of a boat, you know.
And I missed it. Yeah, you just get sucked into the middle. So, I couldn't move. I got sucked in over by Walking Dead, Fox, and Black Sails. And I couldn't get away. It's like the vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't move. And it was stupid. I should have stayed in the periphery for a long time and then moved in.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Live and learn. Maybe by my third Comic-Con...
You'll have it down.
I will figure out what to do and what not to do. But probably not.
Maybe we'll have, like, a special podcast, What Not to Do at Comic-Con, according to Sean.
Yeah. Oh, the things not to do. The list is endless. Number one, don't get sucked into the middle.
Don't not shower. That's a double negative for all of you. Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't want, like, grammar Nazis sending stuff.
You are not obligated not to be a pirate.
Don't drink and then try to go in there drunk. Because you will just have a miserable, miserable time.
Have you been there drunk?
I have not.
How do you know, then?
Because many people I know have had a miserable, miserable... No.
No?
I doubt it.
When I'm drunk, everything's awesome. I mean, I'm so really drunk.
Really? Okay. When I'm drunk, I love everybody, so that would be horrible. Because I'd just walk up to people and be like, I love you, and hug them, and they're going to be like, who are you?
And why are you dressed like that doctor? Why are you dressed like that girl from that video game?
Yes. When I was in the corset, everybody thought I was dressed like...
Elizabeth?
Yes, from BioShock Infinite.
You know who that guy looks like, though, from BioShock in the...
Nathan Fillion.
No, I think it looks like John Hamm. Like, very manly with that strong jaw. He's a man.
Nathan Fillion.
He should have been Doctor... Or not Doctor Who.
Doctor.
No, he should have been Batman. I'm still up in arms about Batman being Ben Affleck a booger on you.
Which, oh man, Ben Affleck. I don't know. I'm going to... I don't know how to explain this. I don't see him really as Batman. I can see him as the Bruce Wayne character, though.
Well, that makes sense.
And so, I mean, if you can see him as one, obviously he's an actor. He has to transform himself into the other. But I have to look at it this way, that he was already a superhero. He was Daredevil.
And it was horrible.
It was bad.
Now, granted, that was a decade ago, and he has done The Town, which was epic, and But you did see Argo, and you said you really enjoyed
Argo
it.
Argo was really good.
But these are also movies he's directed. He's had a very clear vision of them. Whereas Batman, you know, he's not going to be directing. He's going to be just sort of at... He's just going to sort of be there, and he's going to be a supporting character right against Henry Cavill.
Yeah, it's Batman, Superman. And I really just can't see him.
And Bryan Cranston is Lex Luthor! Yes! I love him.
That should be pretty epic.
He's going to be so great. I'm so excited. He's such a good evil guy. I mean, it's just...
And I've been hearing... like, rumors that there's going to be a Harley Quinn. So if there's going to be Harley, then there's got to be Joker. Right? Unless they're going to have her as Harley Quinzel.
And
which
then...
is the start when she was normal and not crazy. And then somehow work it into...
later.
Having the Joker in. Although, it's still really hard to have the Joker that's not...
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Hold on one sec.
What was I saying? Oh, I can't see anybody other than Heath Ledger. Because Heath Ledger was so good. But, again, a lot of people were saying that they did not want Heath Ledger to be the Joker, so...
That's true. That's true. And you know what? They rarely cast the person I think they should. I mean, I will admit that I was one of the people who, when they said Christian Bale, I thought, that dude from The Machinist that weighed 52 pounds? What? And then he was giant and amazing. So that's true. But, I mean, in my head, I have this whole, like, dream cast. Like, if I could have anyone in the world, I want them to do Riddler. But I want them to do, like, a Riddler the way they did the Joker, where it's, like, realistic and brilliant. And I want it to be Michael C. Hall. He's so smart and so brilliant as Dexter. And he's so, like, cerebrally crazy. And I just want him to kill people in front of Batman. That's what's up.
I don't know. I was really liking, because the name was tossed out for Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but a lot of people think he was too old for the role, in which case I was totally okay with Jensen Ackles, because he is incredible.
I feel like he's a little young compared to Henry Cavill, because he does look notice. I feel like they're probably of an age, but I feel like he looks noticeably younger than Henry Cavill. In my head, the perfect Batman right now is Michael Fassbender.
We just like Michael Fassbender in everything.
We really do. But Michael Fassbender, you've got to give him credit, is a great actor. He's got a good jaw, which is important, because that's the only thing you see when he's Batman.
True, true.
And he can, I mean, he's European. He can do haughty and, like, I'm rich and brilliant and more successful than you, and you're sort of lame, you know. And it's total, and he'd be totally great. And, you know, he's young enough that he can build the muscle. He can bulk up a little bit. And most of that is the suit, anyway.
That's
for
true.
Anyone.
For, well, especially Batman. It's like a rubber suit.
Yeah. So that would have been my ideal. It's not going to happen. Have they said who they want for Harley Quinn?
There's been a couple names kicked around, and honestly, I couldn't tell you because there's so many. But I know Katie Sackhoff had said she wanted to play.
Hmm.
Which I can see her as Harley Quinn.
I could be okay with that.
But I don't know. I mean, I can totally picture her as Harley Quinzel, but going to the total ditzy, crazy blonde, I don't know.
Hmm.
Mostly because everything I've seen her in has been, like, strong roles, and as much as I love Harley Quinn, because I do have the Bijou statue, without the nipples, I'm just saying, I don't know why they have to do that on some of them. Yes, I know, we all have them. I don't need to see them on small statues.
That's true. Well, that's like when they're on the Virgin Mary statues. I feel like that's so creepy.
I haven't seen those, thankfully. I don't know who I would picture as, like, the crazy Harley. Like, strictly speaking, to get the weird, crazy... Because obviously anybody can get the blonde hair. They don't have to specifically be a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really picture anybody...
I feel like I don't know enough about Harley Quinn to make a decision on this, but for me, my go-to right now for anything young and girly is Jennifer Lawrence or Anna Kendrick, just because I think they're not just beautiful, they're actually really good actresses, despite being young.
I think Emma Watson would actually be okay, but she's tiny.
So young. I feel like the problem with that isn't Harley Quinzel supposed to be, like, already through, like, she's a psychologist, she's had her master's or her doctorate or something, so she's got to be in her 20s. I think Emma Watson still kind of looks like she's 17.
That's true.
But,
yeah,
it's not her fault, she just has pixie features.
And because she is in her early 20s. She's just tiny.
She's just little.
I don't know, I can't picture anybody. So yeah, again, if you want to shoot your ideas in,
yeah,
we'll be happy to talk about it.
Send us a Google image of whoever, just in case. Well, we could look them up, but, you know, we like pictures. We're very, very easily distracted, and we like pictures.
It's like, ooh, shiny. Okay, so anyway, let's wrap up and go back to the beginning. So again, we are doing 6 degrees of J.J. Abrams, so send in
the most random or, you know, the best 6 degrees you could think of where... You know, it's somebody we haven't thought of and somebody we, maybe in a way that we haven't thought of getting there would be excellent. The most original.
The most original. I have a DVD that I actually won when I was out in San Diego. So It's a Halo DVD. So the most original, I think, we'll send out. So if you win, we will email you back to get your address so we can send it to you. So again, we are on Facebook as the Almost Human Podcast. It'll have our DVMPE logo on the top too. We're on Twitter at Almost Human Pod. So follow us, write whatever, share with us. And that is really fledgling. I think we only have like 3 posts right now because I'm not able to do it from my phone, which is the problem. And then our Gmail is almosthumanpodcast@gmail.com. And we really look forward to hearing from you guys. And we will do, I know we're doing at least one more. We might do 2 more, depending on if we can get possibly the crossover with the Doctor Who thing that we were just talking about on Blurbs on Nerds. But that way, we're not forgotten about. Because again, Almost Human is so far away. It really sucks. We have everything starting before it. And I don't know why we're waiting till November 4th. They're just trying to torture me. Since I got to see the pilot in July. It's so far away. So, and if there's anything else you guys want to talk about with us, you know, feel free.
Suggestions.
Comments.
Call-ins. Whatever.
We are possibly going to have guest hosts here and there with just our random friends doing it. And, you know, you never know. Maybe we'll get lucky and somehow, some way, we'll get one of the people from the show. That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Although I don't think you'd hear me. Jess would be talking all the time because I'd just be, like, giggling. You'd hear Seymour giggle in the back. Like, yeah, you're awesome. Yeah. All right, folks. It's been fun, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Later. Bye. We'll be right back.